Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bonikowski. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Bonikowski. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson throws the ball into Fox, who tags Power, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Batty and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Joe Bonikowski. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorrell moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Sadowski now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Fox reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Verhals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Rollins moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rollins moves to third. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Batty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Ted Sadowski. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Donahue now pitching. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler strikes out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Batty reaches third base with a triple. Allison goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Donahue fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Landis moves to second. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Smith now playing third base. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Banks pinch hits for Jim Donahue. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.